Nick Lawrence from Mid-Major Madness back here with another conference preview. We have Sean Kaufman of Purdue Fort Wayne. How are you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great, Nick. I appreciate you having me on.
All right. Yeah, they just got back from a foreign tour. They were over in Barcelona and Portugal. They won the Horizon League last year. They were co-regular season champions. They should be right back up there again. Just talk about that foreign tour. I mean, you guys made a trip to Barcelona and Portugal, played a couple games. It was really a good bonding experience, right?
It was great for our guys. I mean, educational first. That was a great piece. We did a class associated with it, brought two professors along with us. They did a 4-week class leading into it. Our guys got to present on their sites while they're over there. It got our guys comfortable being uncomfortable. And then we got to play some basketball too. The 10 practices on our campus, that was probably the biggest part of that. Just got to add that. So we got to spend the majority of our early part of our summer on skill work. And then we got to lock in on 10 practices. So we're kind of at the same place we usually are, but we got more skill work. And then we got to, get some runs against opposing teams. It was really cool. In Portugal, we got to play against Tita from Utah State, who plays for the Sacramento Kings. I thought that was awesome for our guys. I mean, they could go, nose to nose with an NBA player. And so my four centers in the rotation, all got to kind of see where they are right now. I thought that was pretty cool.
And then, I mean, you usually don't see it much in mid-major basketball. These top players return. You got everyone pretty much to return from this team. Jonquee Billups, Godfrey, Rock Betty. I mean, just talk about how you heard that happening and just what it meant for your program to have those guys return.
Well, I'm a coach, so I'm always going to downplay everything. And we did lose two really good players. Jalen Pipkins, who signed in Finland, first division, and he's our 20th player in the last 10 years to sign a pro contract. He's going to be a big-time loss. I mean, he's an all-defensive player in the Horizon League, was a third-team all-league player. And then Cam Benford, who played more games than anybody in the history of our program, didn't play a huge role on the floor last year, but was just a huge energy guy over his career. So we do have to replace those personalities and their skill sets, but we do have, four of our starters returning. We have sixth man of the year, Deontay Billups, returning. I think it's probably like eight of our top nine coming back. So, I feel really good about that. We were talking, but offline before I got on the podcast with you, and I believe a big part of that is that we've done a really good job as a program. And I when I say good job, I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm talking about our assistant coaches are phenomenal with building relationships. Our guys are constantly hanging out in the offices. We try with everything we do to build relationships and not make our program transactional. I think we've identified skill set and the personalities that fit in our program. And this summer in our life skills program, we did ballroom dancing. We did three golf lessons. We took our guys on a fishing challenge, where they get exposed to something a lot of them have never done before. We did etiquette class. We have a sports psych that sits on the bench, and we did Navy SEALs training last year. This year we had a Green Beret take us out, and we did paintballing and some different military strategies, out on the paintball field, trying to just create some different communication, organizational type leadership. And so I feel like we think outside the box, and that's led to just great relationships between our staff and our players, and guys are excited to come back. And we've historically had our best guys coming back. I mean, John Conchar could have transferred anywhere in the country. When we tested the waters in the NBA, and 17 different GMs told him to come back because of style of play. And he was comfortable, and so that's really fed into these guys coming back. So they're excited. And you talked about us winning the league. We won the regular season, but we have some unfinished business. We got knocked out by a good Northern Kentucky team in the semis, and we were playing better basketball than anybody in the country. We did not lose a game in February, and we did our best to put our best on the floor, but didn't have enough. And so these guys have a little bit of an edge, and I think they're coming back with something to prove this year as well.
Yeah, I mean, coupling off of that, do you guys feel like you have a target on your back? I know you guys won 9 straight to end the regular season. It was just a great finish. And I mean, over the last couple of years, it seems like there was like Wright State last year, got all this preseason hype, and they kind of struggled in the non-conference. How do you just plan to build off of that end of the last season of the regular season last season and continue that success into this year?
Well, the hard part is that college basketball is not filled up with dummies, and so scheduling becomes an absolute bear as you have success. And that's where I found it harder and harder, during the decade I've been the head coach here, is that it just, we've had teams that have won 18, 19 games where, a decade ago they may have won 25 just because their schedule gets really challenging. I mean, we open up with Michigan this year, playing in the Cancun Challenge and difficult games there. So it's one of those things where, I try not to judge us solely on wins and losses, but how we're playing, how we manage adversity. Last year we got injured early, and that really hurt us. I mean, we were bottom 40 defensive teams in the country in non-league, and we've I can't say that defense has been sort of where we've hung our hat in past years, and we've kind of just gotten in your way a little bit and then outscored guys. I mean, we've had a really, really good offensive teams in the 10 years I've been here, but last year we all of a sudden go from bottom 40 to getting Damian Chonqui healthy, and he's sort of that head to the snake setting our defense up. Jalen Pipkins became an elite defender. Deontay Billups coming off the bench added some depth defensively because he'd been a star the two previous years, and we end up being the best defensive team in our league. And so that's something that I want to continue. We lose Pip this year. And we need some guys to step up so we have the depth to do that again. So that's going to be the challenge this year.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are, it's kind of under the radar a little bit, but you've always had really good shooting teams. Just talk about that. I mean, your defense is good, but your offense has been really effective, especially in the last month of the season.
Well, our biggest struggle has been our head coach and his basketball. So I figured if I get guys that can shoot the ball, it makes the game a lot simpler for me. And I don't want to play a chess match. I'm terrible at chess. And so if you put four guys out there shooting, you never feel like you have to disguise something. You don't have to go set, set, set. We're playing 80, 90% of the game in our motion. We're playing pace and space. I think that plays out well late in the year when everybody has scouted what you do. And I think it's a fun way to play. I think that's a big reason why our best players have come back because, a lot of guys are scoring the basketball. We scored at a high level. We play fast, but also they're learning how to play the game. And so that's been really, really big for us. In terms of the offensive shooting it, I mean, that's just an absolute for us. And it makes it easier on our staff as we go out recruiting. A player may be a really, really good player, but if he can't shoot it, he's not going to find himself on the floor for us. And so it's really helped us to kind of, target the guys that fit for our program.
And I mean, you guys bring back all that experience, but is there anyone on the roster that you think people should keep an eye on? Anyone under the radar?
I think one of our big challenges this year is figuring out kind of who's going to play in that next tier of guys. And that doesn't mean that they aren't going to end up being starters as the year goes on. I like the talent base of the newcomers. I like some of the guys that, were role players last year that are progressing. I think, JoJo Pearson had a phenomenal freshman year last year, and he's ready to take that next step up for us. I thought Jonathan Desjardins did a phenomenal job last year kind of overtaking Cameron Benford in terms of a role on the floor, and can he fill that energy role that Cam left out there, but also continue that on. And then with our newcomers, I mean, Eric Mulder and Chris Morgan are two really, really talented freshmen who had great, overseas trips. D'Angelo Lisse, he led junior college in block shots and is going to add really good, depth to our center spot and will challenge for minutes there. You look at Anthony Roberts, who was a double-double machine in Division II, and he's just been a sponge for picking things up. And he also had a great overseas trip. And then we had Damian Chonqui, who's a one small guard. I've never played with really small guards. Last year we took a second one in a transfer, Quentin Morton Robertson, and he had started at Radford. And, part of him coming here was, hey, let me get some separation between you and Damian with two small guards. So we redshirted him last year. And, I mean, he's a kid who can really score. I mean, his sophomore, junior, senior year, he won state championship in Virginia. His senior year, I think it was like he scored 42 in the semis, 46 in the finals. And you just can't keep him out of the paint. So, figuring out which of these guys are going to, contribute to the group. And I'm sure I left some guys out, but I really like our bench right now, adding to, Jared Godfrey's, Damian Chonqui's, Rob Petty's, and Bobby Pondugas.
And then you touched about it a little bit, but just talk about that non-conference. You're also going to Cancun. Just how's that going to get you ready for the league? You guys are going to Michigan, Northwestern.
Well, I think the biggest part, and I really stacked cool things. I mean, I knew last year that we would be good coming into this year. And so I signed up early for the Cancun Challenge, not knowing who we'd play, which is typically a no-no if you want to manage your scheduling well. Mm-hmm. But I knew we'd be up for a challenge if we could keep everybody. Also, Cancun, I mean, that sounds pretty cool to the guys. Then you throw on Barcelona, Portugal, that sounds pretty cool to the guys. So I think that helps set us up to get this group back, because they're like, hey, there's some – we got a challenging schedule. We're getting to do some nice trips. We're going to experience life. I thought that was pretty cool. But it's also going to throw some good games out there. I mean, when we signed up for Cancun Challenge and Southern Miss was rebuilding, Eastern Michigan was rebuilding. Winthrop, obviously, they're kind of year in, year out, very, very talented. All of a sudden, we end up with a schedule that's going to be pretty challenging, when Bates decides to go to Eastern Michigan and Southern Miss just loads up on transfers and now they'll probably be at the top of their league. So I think it's created, a situation where we're going to be really challenged on the court, which could be great for this group and prepping us for, a very, very challenging Horizon League season.
Yeah. And then lastly, I mean, just talk about the Horizon League this year.
Honestly, it's hard to tell. Like, my assistants do a better job than me knowing which transfer is going where, who's doing this. And, like, everybody is just rankings until you get out there and you play the game.
Yeah.
Including our guys, I mean, I get really excited in our offices about a certain, recruit or prospect coming in. But until they're doing it, in a Macedon uniform, I try to be a little cagey with what they're going to produce. And so the same thing as I look at, oppositions and what their roster is going to look like. But, there's really good coaches in our league. People play some unique styles. They throw, a lot more junk at you than they did when I was in the Summit League, where it's kind of, hey, let's put our best motion out there. Let's put our best man-to-man out there and let's go. You're going to see all sorts of different unique defenses and, people trying to mess with your flow. A ton of set, where guys are, trying to ISO different things. And so I got no doubt it's going to be a very competitive league. And no matter where they put us, like last year, we were preseason pick number 9 and we won the regular season, tied with Cleveland State. So I don't put a lot of, weight into where we are. I just know it's going to be a tough league and, knock on wood, let's stay healthy and let's keep improving every day out there.
Yes, sir. Well, that's all I got for you. I appreciate you taking these couple minutes and talking to me.
Well, Nick, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And whenever you want to get us back on, would love to do it. And just another note for the Horizon League, I feel really good about the Mastodon right now in terms of its stature in the Midwest. We were named the fossil, all right, the state fossil of Indiana.
Ain't that something?
This is a huge step for our mascot this year.
That's awesome. I would have never known that.
We got some Mastodon bones sitting in our administrative offices
no way.
On the other side of campus. And so I'm hoping, I've pledged this for the last 9 years as a head coach, that when we make that first NCAA tournament, I'm going to throw those things in a backpack and I'm taking them with us wherever we go. So hopefully sooner rather than later, I'll be able to pack up the mastodon bones and throw it in the backpack and head to an NCAA tournament.
Yes, sir. You guys got to run out on the court holding them high.
I don't know if we'll get through security, but maybe bust. I may have my wife driving the Grand Cherokee with the bones in the back someplace. But anyway,
perfect.
Looking forward to an exciting year. Really like this group and appreciate you having me on.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Ed. Take care.